Download Todd and Tyler Podcast from the Todd and Tyler app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Somebody needs to explain to me, and it's probably someone familiar
not
with
in this room.
Hispanic culture.
Okay, that's not in this room.
Or maybe a Hispanic dude himself.
All right.
Maybe Fabricio is paying attention, but yeah. I don't see the appeal of cockfighting. A couple of jockeys that were in the Kentucky Derby.
Right.
And then Edwin Diaz, who plays for the Dodgers, got linked to a social media post where they were picking up money from the floor of a cockfight, which is in Puerto Rico. This happened in Puerto Rico. And they're all Puerto Rican natives, I think.
They do it like they try to explain it away because it's a culture thing, right?
Yeah.
And I remember when Jackass Michael Vick got busted for dog fighting, some people tried to explain that away as a culture thing.
Now, I understand.
And that, I thought, but you know what? I don't believe both of them suck, and they're both bad excuses.
Bullfighting, same way.
No, but bullfighting, they rhapsodize about it in literature. Yeah. So, I understand. Maybe the appeal there.
It's still animal cruelty.
Yeah. But watching dogs fight and watching chickens fight, I just don't get it.
No, I can't watch.
I don't get any of it.
I wouldn't want to see either one.
If I had to
pick one, I'd rather see a cockfight than a dog fight. Only because you're not attached to a cock. I can say it in that context, right?
Yeah. Federal ban on cockfighting in all 50 states and U.S. territories took effect.
Right.
In 2019, cockfights continue on the island where authorities and residents said the fights have began 400 years ago.
That's what I mean. It's a cultural thing, right?
So they are culturally significant.
What I don't get is they put those little hooks on them. So it isn't like they're just fighting barehanded. They have hooks.
They're armed.
Yeah, they have cock hooks.
Right, they give them weapons.
Don't they they put little razor blades on the on the backs of their legs and slash at the other chicken?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a nice night out.
No. Let's go to the cockfights.
Yeah, have a nice dinner.
Right. What do you want to do afterwards?
Yeah, but these guys are jockeys, probably making real money.
Oh, yeah, of course they are.
The guy in Major League Baseball.
The Dodgers.
Right, is making real money. But they still involve themselves.
Maybe, great-grandpa was a cockfighter.
Yeah.
We're all cockfighters in his family. That's
what we
do.
From a long line of cockfighters.
Right.
Yeah, I think if I did that, what I'd want to spend the rest of the night doing would be forgetting that I did that.
Right.
What did
Chick-fil-A is fine.
Yeah.
You're just eating the chicken.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't stand a chance.
Right. Yeah.
But didn't Oklahoma fight that? Because they were one of the last states.
It was Oklahoma or Louisiana?
No, I'm pretty sure it was Oklahoma.
I think it was Oklahoma, yeah. I saw another horrible Oklahoma story today, which is pretty easy to find. Remember the Oklahoma legislature? I guess the Democrats forced a vote on child marriage, and 34 Republicans voted no, to be against it. Against child marriage. Yeah. Oh, it's a cultural thing. You marry a 14-year-old girl, it's a cultural thing. But no, I don't know. Fabricio, I don't think so. Has she been to a cockfight before?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Didn't one of our old buddies that we used to work when we had a Spanish station, offer to take you to one?
We wanted to take me.
No, I think he
said he could take us to one, but I said, will we be the only white guys there? He said, yes. I said, will we be safe? He goes, probably not.
Yeah. He said we probably wouldn't be safe or welcome.
Right.
Yeah, but he could get us in.
He could have got us in, right.
I can get you in this place you'll hate. I mean, probably get hurt, but I can get you there.
Yeah. And that was outside the city.
So what do you think?
No, we were bugging him. Can you get us there? We were just going to maybe go just so we could report on it. But then he said, no, I can get you in, but we wouldn't be safe. I said, well, then we're not going to go.
Yeah, it's probably a good call.
Plus, I didn't want to see it anyway, but, I probably would have went for the bit. I made some money. Don't they bet on cockfights?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what it's all about.
I think that's the whole point. Yeah.
How do you know which one to bet on?
The big cock.
One that takes a dump right before the fight. I mean, does that carry over?
Do they have a little sheet like they do at the horse track? That gives the record. Yeah, this cock's pretty good. This cock is undefeated.
I love that they're called cocks.
Looks like the voice of reason came through. I pulled up your Oklahoma story here.
Yeah.
They have banned child marriage in Oklahoma.
Yeah, but 34 Republicans voted
What happened
no.
to freedom?
Yeah, yeah. No, what do they describe as child marriage?
18. You got to be 18.
Okay, good, good.
But the state law currently allows minors to get married with the consent of a parent or guardian.
Yeah.
And children 16 or under can be married with the authorization of a court. The measure reveals
16 and under.
All exceptions for minors getting married. It passed through the Senate unanimously, but was met with fierce debate from some House Republicans.
34.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, you don't want to get married.
Yeah, it is.
And then they raised the age of consent to 18, too.
Oh, I bet you somebody's pissed about that.
I didn't know this term. With a
great.
And no, we like this. All right? Right. With a Romeo and Juliet exception for teens who are close in age.
I've always liked that.
A 19-year-old banging a 17-year-old, is that technically would be illegal.
Right.
But it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be, right.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Whatever happened to that teacher that started hooking up with that student like 80-something days after she graduated instead of 90?
Yeah,
Did that guy get in trouble?
Yeah.
Yeah. He tried to wait. Oh, that was local guy.
I think so.
That's south of Omaha somewhere, right?
I think he at least lost his teaching license.
Yeah. Yeah, they were going to date, and he waited. He couldn't wait a week because he was pretty horny, I'm sure. Right.
Yeah, like if they would have waited a handful of days more, it would have been within the rules.
Right.
But she wasn't underage.
No. She wasn't.
And I don't think that guy was that old either.
No, I think he was like 20, early 20s, teacher, 23, 24.
But he had to wait 90 days, and he waited like 86.
Yeah, well, we understand.
Yeah, it was some technicality.
It was pretty close.
It was very close.
Yeah, it was
a long weekend.
But you think that would be something you'd put on your calendar.
Yeah.
And just be checking off the days, and you would be damn sure of that date.
Yeah, maybe she came over, and he goes, that was only 4 days. And then he said, I got to do this. Yeah.
Who busted him?
That's another
question.
Like, who
her
narked?
Dad?
Yeah. Yeah. Who narked?
That's a local story, and we'll get local people checking in on that. Still looking for the guy that threw push down in the locker room, too, to apologize.
If you have the DVD, or I don't know if it's available in VHS, of the porn parody, Nailin Palin.
We get the tough questions here.
Mm. Yeah. And do you spot a plant in there? We would like to just take an image of the plant.
Right.
We want to confirm with Zach, because Zach Peterson was gifted the plant from that film.
I can take a picture of the plant.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Yeah. But I want to make sure we compare it to the actual thing, right? Yeah. Because when you worked at Hustlers, somebody said, hey, where that plant's from? Yeah, Nailin Palin.
And the plant is fake?
Right.
Yeah. It's a nice plant.
A fake fern, you say?
Yeah.
And that was a Nailin Palin video where she bangs a guy from Russia because she could see Russia from her house.
Correct.
Remember they knock on her door and take care of that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Remember the video? That was the plot line of that. Yeah. But I can't find on YouPorn or Pornhub or NXXN and,
And he's looked.
I looked at all three of those. Couldn't find it. So the full video has to be on VHS.
And we speculate that may have been like the last full-length porn film ever made.
Now, somebody pointed out in the email that there were, and I remember we got some copies of these, there were the early Marvel films.
Yes.
There were porn parodies of some of those.
Remember the Hulk and the green came off his wiener?
Yep.
And how long were they?
Those first ones came out in about 2008, about that same time.
I remember those.
Some of those early Avengers movies they put out in porn parody version.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
Because that was when we were still getting all those
sent to us, right?
Those boxes from Vivid,
right? I had a friend,
and we had tons of porn in the studio.
So much.
Had a collection, but you never watched the whole movie. You had favorite scenes,
right?
Yeah, and your favorite scene was usually loaded up in the DVR,
right?
Or the VHS.
The
player.
VHS was always stopping
in that
spot. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that was the 80-pound bag of porn that I had to drag to the dumpster when we moved out of that last office. The bag literally exploded as I tried to heave it into the dumpster.
And you were picking up porn outside the dumpster?
Feverishly, just hoping nobody walked out that door. Saw me chucking a bunch of porn into the trash.
What are you looking at, Nick?
Do we have a photo of the fern in question?
The only one that's even close mm-hmm. is the one
all the way to see if it's that.
It looks like it might be out of the... There's a Letterman... There's a Letterman's Nailin Palin.
Yeah.
It's from
David Letterman?
Yeah, it's like it's set up like a talk show, and she's sitting on some...
Yeah, she's done more than one movie. The girl that did Sarah, what's her name again, her real name?
Lisa Ann.
Lisa Ann,
oh,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody pointed out she also played Tina Fey in like a 30 Rock porn parody.
Oh, really?
Because
yeah, I can see that, yeah.
The resemblance was there.
Our listeners are great. They're horny bastards. We like that.
Yeah. We totally and they also that. Impart this kind of good information. Do
it?
Not get your La Tierra tacos delivered. They're too thin and will turn up just in a box of crumbs.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking if you DoorDash those, they might not, you know, or delivered. Yeah, I get that.
They're pretty fragile.
Yeah. They have to care about that. And we mentioned this, the schedules tonight. Which is so stupid because most of the schedule's been released.
All we're waiting on now is the Sunday game.
Sunday game. A lot of yeah, but even then I had the Pittsburgh schedule up earlier and like five or six games are already on there.
I don't think we still know who Zach Seahawks are taking on to start the season.
On week
we?
One, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We don't do it.
That opening night unfurl the banner game.
They still haven't released that yet?
No.
I keep hearing
and
Bears.
And has it leaked?
But
Yeah, that's Bears. A good game. I keep hearing Bears too.
Yeah. I think Bears or Broncos would be good.
Thanksgiving Eve is Green Bay. This is all released yesterday. Green Bay at L.A., the Rams. Then Thanksgiving Day is the Bears at the Lions, Eagles at Cowboys. Knicks, Chiefs play Thanksgiving night at Buffalo. And then for...
Those dirty bastards.
Schedule makers or Buffalo?
No, the Bills. Yeah.
And then on Black Friday at Central Time is 2 o'clock. The Broncos are at the Steelers.
I don't think the league has much faith in the Minnesota Vikings because they appear in none of these. You know, they've announced most of the prime time.
They've announced Christmas Day yet. Christmas Day's a big
one.
Oh, and
I don't think they've announced all the Sunday night games yet.
No, not all the Monday night games.
Or all the Monday night games.
No, it's there's
is that technically 7 o'clock Central or is it 6 o'clock Central tonight?
Oh, 7 o'clock Central.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you can just go on your team's page probably 5 minutes before that, right?
No, they're pretty good.
They wait.
They're pretty good about it. Like, all the team's websites pop it up right at the top of the hour when the special starts
it's
on
like
ESPN.
You're refreshing your ticket 24 hours on Southwest Airlines.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I've done that. What am I, an idiot? I can wait 2 minutes here.
Yep.
I've done that, puss.
You want to get in the A boarding group for the Steelers schedule, you better be right on it, man.
Go see Zach. He's everywhere this week. Where are you at again, Zach?
I am at Warehouse Comedy Theater tomorrow night. And then Saturday night, I'm at Dirty Hands Brewing in O'Neill, Nebraska. And then Lincoln at Prairie Pines Nature Reserve.
And comedian Dan Soder for the program. He's at the Funny Bone in Omaha this weekend. Friday and Saturday, two shows each night.
Omaha.funnybone.com.
He's funny. And Austin Alexander.
Who?
Who's Austin Alexander?
That's nobody. What I'm asking.
Who is that?
You book somebody that I don't know about?
Yeah.
Combination
who's Austin
between
Alexander?
Austin Anderson and Houston Alexander?
I don't think it was that.
Yeah, he's the funniest MMA fighter ever.
I don't know what the hell that was.
An aneurysm?
Yeah, my head's not hurting, though. I'd be worried, though, if my head was hurting right now. Shut up, Nick.
Although you did, somebody accused you of...
You know what I say wrong earlier?
Who read it better? Yeah, did Tyler just pull a Todd and do who read it better when that Amazon story came up?
Oh, yeah.
Because I know we did that a couple weeks
game.
Ago. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not as funny when it's not 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It's been weeks ago. Dumbass.
Yeah.
All right. See everybody tomorrow. Have a good one. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, you still don't get a pass.
You are listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.